أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. In the beginning of the surah, Allah explained His purity and His great qualities, how powerful Allah is, all powerful, and of the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And then the main that this, for what the surah was revealed, that some people made claims that we want to know what Allah loves of us, and we will definitely do that. Allah did not like that words of theirs, that, and this we should not say to make big claims. So Allah Ta'ala, and also in that Allah Ta'ala explains the evil of a person who preaches something else and practices something else. So your words and your actions should correspond. The greatest thing Allah Ta'ala revealed was to strive for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And for that Allah Ta'ala gave the example of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, whose people caused him great grief and hurt, that you, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't cause your Nabi any grief and hurt. When your actions are presented to him, then let him not be hurt and upset. And also to console Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if your people are not listening to you, the Quraysh of Makkah, then this isn't anything new. This happened even with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah Ta'ala gives the instance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the Nabi who came after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ, اور جب کہا عیسیٰ مریم کے بیٹے نے. And when you remember that time when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam informed the people, the son of Maryam, he informed the Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. Ey Bani Israel, mein bheja hua aaya hu Allah ka tumhare paas. He was sent to the people of who lived after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who are known the Bani Israel, Israelites. And they were the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So after Musa alayhi salam, Allah sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to them. And He gave them two main messages. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ, يَقِين کرنے والا اس پر جو مجھ سے آگے ہے تورات. And I am that Nabi that I testify to the truth of that kitab that came before me, that is the Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So, O Bani Israel, you don't have to have any difficulty in accepting me as the Rasul of Allah, because I'm testifying and I'm saying that the Torah which was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the true kitab which Allah had revealed. So I'm testifying to that. So believe in me that I'm the Rasul of Allah, and follow my instructions and my commandments that I'm giving you. And on the other hand, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ, اور خوشخبری سنانے والا ایک رسول کی جو آئے گا میرے بعد اس کا نام ہے احمد. And I'm also giving you the glad tidings of a Nabi that will come after me, a Rasul, and his name will be Ahmad. So Musa, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, testified to the truthfulness of the previous, all the Anbiya of before, and particularly to the kitab of Musa alayhi salam, the Torah. And since there was no other Nabi to come between him and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the period was very close. So he informed them of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi that came informed his people that finally Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. And if he comes in your lifetime, you must believe him in him as the Rasul of Allah and the final and last Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. However, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the amount of details he gave, no other Nabi gave so much details, because now the time was close, and in fact Isa alayhi salatu wasalam informed his people of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam by the name of Ahmad. And he also told them that you must, when he comes, you people must follow him. And that were the clear instructions of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Unfortunately, the Torah and Injil have been changed so much by mankind. People have changed it so much. But in spite of that, and this is a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that in spite of it being changed so much, they Allah withheld the power from them to change it and obliterate all the signs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in today's Bible, there are still clear verses that show to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In the Gospel of Barnabas, clearly till today the name Ahmad appears. That there will be a prophet, a Nabi that will come after me, and his name will be Ahmad, and you must follow him. In the same way, in St. John, in the Bible, also clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned. There are many people today who invite Christians towards Islam and invite them from the Bible. Wuzu is in the Bible, namaz is in the Bible, rozas is in the Bible. Or though they have changed it, but Allah withheld them to that they cannot change it so much that there are no signs left. And so these signs are clear, and these people give them their clear da'wah. If you believe in the Bible tells you must believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these clear signs are there, and till today they are there. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ پھر جب آیا ان کے پاس کھلی نشانیاں لے کر. And then when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or according to some mufassirin, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam came with clear signs to his people, Allah gave what miracles to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also, that the moon he split in two at their request. And that the pebble spoke in his hand and gave the shahadat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trees moved from their place and came and make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many other miracles which the people of Makkah had seen very clearly. But when hidayat is not written, and that is what we have to beg Allah. Allah gave us hidayat, we must make shukr on that and beg him that he keeps us on that hidayat till maut. It isn't our personal property, and we cannot, we can't just hold on. By ourselves, we can't hold on to it. It is only by the fazl of Allah. So we have to keep on begging of that fazl of Allah, that he keeps us on iman and hidayat, and we die with this iman and hidayat. And when they came, whether it was Isa alayhi salam or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with clear signs and credentials, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They کہنے لگے یہ جادو ہے سریح. They say this is open jadu. And what more greater stupidity could there be, and evil, that he presented clear signs. And they were great magicians themselves. Magic, jadu has been present all the time. And people know about jadu. So if it was jadu, they could counter it with their jadu. But this was no jadu. It was from Allah Ta'ala. And nobody can counter that which has come from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. اور اس سے زیادہ بے انصاف کون ہے جو باندے اللہ پر جھوٹ. And who can that person, who can be a greater oppressor? Who can make more zulm than that person who puts lies in the names of Allah Ta'ala? That this is not the Nabi of Allah. That this is not the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest oppression a person can do. Allah has sent the Quran also. Quran Sharif is such a kitab that nobody can bring a like of one ayat of the Quran Sharif. And now to say that it is jadu, it is a fabrication, it is all that is a great accusation against Allah Ta'ala. And against that Nabi also, وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. اور اس کو بلاتے ہیں مسلمان ہونے کو. And they are calling the people, they no other motive they had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his whole life. He accumulated no wealth of this dunya. He conquered Makkah Sharif. He could take revenge how much they had caused harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But wholesale forgiveness for everyone. Not a drop of blood was shed when he conquered Makkah Sharif. And he gave everyone amnesty. So he is calling towards peace. So a person who calls to peace and then you accuse him of falsehood, that is the greatest oppression. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin, or Allah rah nahi deta be insaf logo ko. And then finally, Allah does not show the path to those people who are such great oppressors. Just as mentioned yesterday, our gunas we must fear very greatly. When a person keeps on committing gunas and his heart becomes black and his heart becomes hard, then Allah puts a seal on that heart and no goodness goes in that heart. Then a person sees the wrong as right and the right as wrong. And that is a serious condition which we must seek Allah's protection from. And we should make regularly tawbah and istighfar. وآخر دعوانا